In my early days in Parliament, I was invited to visit a centenarian who lived, I think, at Wykenai. His name was Burling. When I and my friend arrived at his home, we found the old man splitting wood for the open fire in his house. Gathering an armful of wood, he led the way inside, chucked some wood on the fire, filled his pipe, and was ready for the inevitable chat. I was astonished to learn that this old veteran had been born in the year 1800, and was at the time of our meeting 110 years of age. His sight and hearing were quite good, and his general health excellent. I was soon to find out that I was, about 1906 or 7, actually sitting in the presence of a man who could remember as a small boy the lighting of the bonfires in England to celebrate the victory of Lord Nelson at Trafalgar in 1805. Not only that, he had a very vivid recollection of the lighting of the bonfires and the ringing of the church bells to mark Wellington's great victory over Napoleon at Waterloo in 1815. When we had chatted for some time about many events, which I have, I regret to say, forgotten, my friend and I made a move to go. "Don't go yet," said the old man. "The youngsters will be in a few minutes." And very soon the youngsters came in. One was 79, the other was 81.